This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, the Free State Blockchain Conference. It's happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So we didn't actually have to go very far for this one. Free Talk Live has done a number of Bitcoin conferences over the last few years, and this is the first one to have ever transpired in our own home state of beautiful New
Hampshire. And I'm excited because it's my first Bitcoin conference.
Ever. Yeah, that's so cool. And I heard a rumor that there's going to be maybe a couple hundred people that have already bought tickets in advance and that there may be more.
Well, I'm looking over at the table of
there's a lot of names over
the
there.
People that are sorting out the name tags, and I see a pretty big stack.
Yes, and of course that would only include the people who pre-ordered, so
correct.
We don't know how many people are just going to walk in today to this very first Bitcoin conference in New Hampshire. If you wanted to go to the website to check that out, you can do that. Just go to blockchainnh.com. We're here bright and early in the morning. It's Friday, and normally Free Talk Live is a nighttime talk show.
Yes.
But whenever we go to these conferences now, for the last couple of years, we've started to record the show.
Didn't that start because of the Texas conference, the way they had the schedule set up? You were the only person there at one point.
Yeah, was it Texas? It could have been
trying
Texas.
To wrangle people back to the convention center, and then the guys are like, we need to turn the lights off in like 15 minutes, and you're like, but we've got another hour of show.
Right, yeah. It was just always such a pain to do a live show from these events, and it was a pain for the guests, and that's really the most important aspect
right.
of these live shows is we get to interview interesting people who, in the case of the Bitcoin world, are doing some really cool stuff.
Yes.
And the last thing you want to do is tell a guest who's like, got a cool thing or site or whatever, like, yeah, come on back at 9 o'clock tonight. We'll talk to you then after they've already, gone out to
had
the dinner
drink.
Party and had a few drinks and have completely forgotten the fact that you exist and that you asked them to come in. So,
yes.
So that's why we're recording segments. So no, we're not taking your phone calls tonight. If you want to call in, you can just join us tomorrow night for our live show when we're back in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
Which also, again, since we're, sort of recording this, we can't answer the Skype. There was somebody tweeted at me last night. Daryl, please answer the Skype.
Yeah, not going to happen. We're not out.
I saw it an hour later. Yeah, we're not in the studio. Can't do that.
But we are already here. Like I said, we're bright and early. We were the first booth to set up. The other vendors are actually setting up around us right now. So walking in to join us here is Philip Heath. And Phil, we met, which conference was it? Was it Texas?
I met you in Acapulco.
Acapulco, that's right.
Acapulco.
Are you going back this year?
I plan on it, yes.
I hope that we get to go. I haven't heard anything yet about us being there, so I'll keep my fingers crossed, and because that was really a great conference. And now here you are. You're actually visiting from Maui.
That's right.
A bit of a shock to the system, perhaps?
It's a lot colder here than it is in Maui.
I think you win the award for farthest distance traveled.
That's probably true.
What do I get? It gets
a chance. Get an interview on the radio. You get an interview on national radio, the first one of the day. And you actually showed up yesterday when we were at the Free State Bitcoin shop.
Oh, he must have stopped by when I was out for my run.
Yeah, yeah. You dropped in there yesterday. And how did you find out about that?
I went to the theater. There was an article. I saw an article in the local paper about a Bitcoin ATM machine.
Really?
And then the guy at the theater said there's a Bitcoin there's a Bitcoin shop just a block away. So I
that
went,
is so funny.
I didn't realize that. So
I had no idea that there was an article in the paper about it. So.
There was an article in the paper about this conference.
And
there have been a couple of articles.
Great.
I think it was the Seacoast Online.
Yep, that's them.
So.
So you were looking at that, and it mentioned the fact that there was a Bitcoin vending machine in town?
Yes.
That article? Excellent.
So
we've been having a lot of great media coverage for Bitcoin and blockchain and things like that here in New Hampshire. And I'm glad to hear that they're getting some out here in Portsmouth.
Yes.
We had a front page article about Bitcoin and Keene this summer in the main newspaper there. And there's a lot of interest from people here in New Hampshire. What are things like in Hawaii?
Well, they made it difficult to purchase Bitcoin.
How do they do that?
They Coinbase ceased operations in the state of Hawaii due to a regulation. The state of Hawaii said that you had to, let's say you use Coinbase as their service and you bought Bitcoin through them, they would have to hold the dollar equivalent in U.S. dollars as well as give you the Bitcoin. So let's say you bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, they'd have to hold on to the $1,000 plus give you the Bitcoin.
That doesn't work. So it's 200% reserve,
right?
Basically,
yeah. Right. So they're making
I can sell you a T-shirt, but I have to not only give you the T-shirt, but also not use the money you gave me to buy the T-shirt to actually
You have to buy the materials. So I mean, Coinbase is buying from miners and I'm buying Bitcoin from miners and stuff like that. So they're starting to say you got to hold on to the currency.
That's ridiculous.
So the state of Hawaii that did this?
The state of Hawaii did this, yes.
That is a bummer.
Wow. So they're
did anyone else pull out, or was it just Coinbase?
To my knowledge, only Coinbase pulled out. So there's one ATM in the entire state right now.
Wow. Were there more previously, and then they just...
Actually, there was. There was one on the Big Island as well. But talked to the owner of the machine, and they're... moving the machine to the Philippines. So.
Wow. Okay. Hawaii. Is there much of a local scene as far as, like, you know, Bitcoiners getting together? And
there's some of that, but there's more and more interest. I've been involved for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are... I have friends that are contacting me now. I've been talking about it for 5 years, and now they're starting to call me up.
They want to know.
Now they want to know about it. You know,
10,000. All right. Well, maybe I should pay attention.
You know,
a lot of people that are starting to pay attention.
Right. For listeners that don't know, Bitcoin this last week hit $10,000 per Bitcoin.
11,000.
First time ever. It did hit 11,000. That's true. It's since bounced a little bit down since then. It's just below 10,000 this morning.
Right at 10,000.
Right
according
at 10.
To Bitcoin average.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of times during these conferences, the price goes up. And it's just always nice when you have a Bitcoin conference and the price is going up because everybody's all jubilant and, you know, feeling good. And so it always adds a little bit.
I wanted to go down so I could buy more of it. But
yeah, you might have. I don't know how much longer it's going to, how many more times it's going to go below 10,000 is really ultimately the question because it's. It could be 20,000 by the end of this year at the rate that it's been going up. It's incredible to watch this happen. Now, you said you've been involved for 5 years.
About that, yes.
What? How did you find out about it? What brought you in?
Well, a variety of people, but there is probably one person. I don't know if he wants to mention his name or not, but he's an agorist, and he was telling me about it.
Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
I think now he lives in Washington. But he was mentioning it, and I wasn't... didn't know enough about it, and so I was saying, well, gold's superior to Bitcoin, and a lot of ways, gold is really good.
Yeah, of course.
But
I've got some gold.
But it's difficult. You're in New Hampshire. If I wanted to send you gold, it's very expensive to do so.
And risky.
Yeah.
You've
got to trust the United States Postal Service or FedEx.
Yeah. Well, FedEx is pretty good. The Postal Service isn't so good, but, you know.
Is it legal to send it on FedEx? I thought they prohibit gold.
I got gold shipment from FedEx.
Never heard that.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about shipping gold. I've received some of it, but I've never actually shipped any of it out.
It's not gold's not a illegal item, so
no.
I don't know why FedEx would
know if they had a policy. I guess not illegal wasn't the right word, but like they had a policy against it. I thought for some reason, but
no, I think FedEx only prohibits things that are illegal to ship.
Okay.
And then
very
heavy regulations,
right?
Very heavy regulations on liquids and, you know, obviously explosives because, you know, those things go up in pressurized cabins and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
you've got a website, and it is called Kanaka?
Kanaka.co.
Kanaka. Co. That's obviously a Hawaiian
word. It is a Hawaiian word, so it can mean a couple different things. One of the definitions is market, another one is man.
Okay.
So it's...
Those are both good definitions.
So is there a market man superhero in the plans here?
There's the plan is to get as many vendors. I want to be able to use any service, and you can get a discount with paying with Dash or Bitcoin.
I want to hear more about this, because who doesn't like a discount when they're buying things on the Internet?
I like discounts.
And I want to find out how this differs from Purse, the website that we're big fans of. So hold that thought. We're going to continue. If you've got time, more with Philip here in Moments Philippines from Seneca.co. It's Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. We are Blockchain Conference. It's actually got a little bit of a longer name. The
Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference.
But Free State Blockchain, their website, blockchainnh.com, if you want to check out the list of speakers, of which you will be one today.
Yes, and I'm on the panel that's happening at the end of the day.
Cool, you get to wrap things out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night host,
yep,
is also going to be speaking today.
It appears to be about the middle of the day for him,
Looks like middle
of the speaking order.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe he'll be sometime around lunch. But one of the interesting things about this conference is it's kind of go with the flow, which is a bit of a different style,
yeah,
and I think that might work well. They don't have like the hard start and finish times,
yes,
for every single speaker. So if there's someone you want to see, you should probably just get here in the morning so you definitely don't miss them, because you won't know exactly when.
Right, and I was talking to one of the organizers last night at the speaker dinner that mm-hmm. they had, and she said the reason they didn't do the sort of hard times is that way if one speaker doesn't take all of the time or somebody
right.
else goes a little over,
they can just get going.
They can just go ahead and move on to the next person instead of these hard. Nope. You're on here from 9 to 10,
yeah,
and you take all of this time. Otherwise, we just take a break until 10. Well, no, but, have some flexibility with it.
Yep. You know what? I wanted to let our listeners know that Omaha Steaks is back with Free Talk Live. We've had them on board as an advertiser now, just kind of seasonal throughout the last
yes.
couple of years, and they want you to know that they've got special offers, of course, for Free Talk Live listeners this holiday season. You've been thinking about what to get for your loved ones. It's definitely not too late to get orders in for delivery by your favorite holiday, whatever that might happen to be. It's probably coming up. So if you want to get a perfect gift for somebody that already has it all, or just something they're going to remember.
Maybe for yourself.
Yeah, or just something they're going to remember, you ought to check out Omaha Steaks. They've got just tremendous quality steaks and other things, not just steaks, but, if you
the meatballs are amazing.
Kielbasa sausages, filet mignons. I mean, the list includes over 500 gourmet gift items. It's just an absolutely incredible quality product. Comes to you shipped in,
the apple tarts.
I'm going to go down a list here of what Free Talk Live listeners can get exclusive savings over at omahasteaks.com with code FTL. You type that into the search bar, and here's everything that you'll get for less than $50 at omahasteaks.com. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. They'll also include 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. This is a 75% savings. It's a great way to get introduced to Omaha Steaks if you've never had it before, and I think that even if you have had it before, you can still get this deal. So it's $49.99 for the family gift pack at omahasteaks.com. Just remember, you got to use code FTL in the search bar. That gets you the discount, gets us the credit for sending them to you, because if you're listening to the radio, you're probably going to hear Omaha Steaks all over the place.
Yeah.
So go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here from the Free States.
You're making me hungry, yeah.
I know. Well, breakfast is
coming up.
About to be served. We are here
fairly soon in this weird time warp that we're living in.
We're super early here, getting started today at the Free State Blockchain Conference, and Phil Heath is with us all the way from Hawaii, where you say right now it's 2 in the morning, or thereabouts.
Something like that.
Yeah, so that's got to be a strange bit of jet lag for you.
I got a lot of sleep, actually, so I'm caught.
Good for you.
I caught up on my sleep.
I wish I could.
I got more sleep now than I do at home, so.
That's excellent. You were about to tell us about Kanaka, which is your website, kanaka.co, and it hasn't officially launched.
It's launched, but we need more vendors on there.
What is it?
We are an internet marketplace for goods and services, and if you pay with the crypto, Dash, Litecoin, or Bitcoin, you can get a discount. If you refer people to the site, you can get paid a commission in Bitcoin, Dash, Litecoin, or if you want us to receive US dollars, we can do that as well.
So you will take dollars?
Yes.
On the site.
We won't give a discount if you want to pay by credit card.
Now, So is it like eBay? Like, tell me what you say. It's a marketplace. Like,
so
what?
If you're selling DVDs here,
yeah,
at the conference.
I got the Victimless Crime Spree DVD.
So if you wanted to put your DVD on there, how much do you sell your DVD for?
$10.
$10. So if you wanted
or Bitcoin,
To go on our site, if you wanted to sell the DVD for $10 with credit card, we'd charge $10. If you're gonna pay with Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dash, we ask that you sell it for, let's say, $8.
So do you guys do the credit card processing?
Yes.
For people?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so it seems to be sort of a open bazaar that's not necessarily its own program.
It's not decentralized. It also accepts credit cards.
We're not decentralized. I'm the owner of it. Mm-hmm. I have a webmaster. So Open Bazaar is completely decentralized. I want to have control about what goes on my site.
Yeah.
I don't want to end up as a settlement with Ross Ulbricht. So that's one of my
That's a good plan. So you're looking for all product categories. We talk about electronics, clothing.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing.
Everything that's anything you can legally purchase.
Anything you might find on an Amazon or an eBay.
Right.
Whatever people want to sell.
Also, if let's say you have a plumber, you need a plumber. I want to be able to get plumbers,
mm-hmm.
electricians,
services.
Services. So, you know.
So let me ask a real world scenario here. Mm-hmm. I have a web store on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an easy way that I could just import all of the items from my store onto yours?
We have WordPress, so yeah, you can import the stuff if you're familiar with WordPress fairly easily.
Excellent.
You can also contact me at philheath@kanaka.co. Okay. We're looking for a webmaster if anybody wants to get paid.
So you're hiring.
I'm hiring people. They'll get paid a commission every time there's a sale if you help develop that web page for, let's say, Daryl's business. If he doesn't want to create another web page, you can say, hey, just take it over. It wouldn't come out of your commission either, Daryl. So
okay.
So it would.
How does commission split work? I mean, let's take that $10 DVD again.
So the site's gonna get a third of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
If let's say you sent Daryl to the site, you would get a third of the commission, Daryl would get whatever he's charging. Let's say he charges $10 for the product.
Mm-hmm.
He would get the whole entire whatever he needs as minimum for the product that he's selling.
So the commission's
okay,
added
so
to it.
Yeah. I sell books for say $10-$11.
Okay.
My cost is, you know, including shipping, somewhere around $5-$6
mm-hmm.
a book. So then the $5 profit would get split.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, so that's how it's working. I want to try to so make it so I don't have to. I want to hire people that are more technologically savvy. I prefer marketing as opposed to coding.
Right.
That's my thing I enjoy doing more than sitting behind a computer and coding. That's not something.
But you could code. You have coding ability.
I prefer to outsource.
Right. You don't want to do it. Yeah.
I know WordPress and WordPress accessories.
Well, I think it's great if more people can find out about cryptocurrency and use cryptocurrency. And if it sounds like your site is going to make it easy for people that want to get things sold.
That's the goal. So, I mean, I want people to use it. I mean, that's the problem with Bitcoin. There's no incentive to use it. It's appreciated in value so much that it's, you know, if you're going to use it, I want to get at least a 15 or 20% discount to use it. Then I'm interested in using it.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. You can't come out to see us at this point because by the time you're going to hear this interview, it's over. It's a one-day event this year. Who knows what it's going to be like next year. The number of name tags that we're seeing on the registration table, this looks like it's going to be a very well-attended event. Yes. Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio. We're in the vendor area all set up bright and early this morning. We've got Phil Heath with us, the founder of Konica.co, and we're talking, of course, about Bitcoin and blockchain technology and cryptocurrency, and that's obviously what's going to be on the stage here throughout the day today. Lots of different speakers, including a few from Free Talk Live. You, Daryl, yes. And our very own Chris Reitman, who just walked in looking very sharp in his suit. So, yeah, it's great to be here, great to be a part of this event. And, again, if you want to check it out online, you can go to blockchainnh.com. I did hear some chatter this morning that there is a videographer who's going to be present.
Ah, good.
So I did bring my video camera and tripod. I may not need it. So you've got a camera too, Phil. I think the guy they hired probably has a more professional rig, I'm hoping. But so there may be video of this conference online.
Nice.
We'll ask when we see Bruce Fenton a little bit later.
Okay.
We'll talk to him about that and see, because obviously not everybody can make it out here physically, but
right.
You know, it's nice to be able to see the presentations later on, and so we'll look forward to announcing that when we know more. But in the meantime, again, blockchainnh.com is where you can go. And if you want to learn about Bitcoin, maybe you're brand new, you're listening to us and you've heard, you've seen it in the news, you've seen the headlines about the world record high prices for Bitcoin, and now you're interested. Well, great place to go and get started is bitcoin.com. It's got some really good introductory information there and the latest news headlines about what's going on in the Bitcoin world. So check it out over at bitcoin.com as we continue here from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on kind of a warmer morning. It's warmed up a little bit today, Phil. Believe it or not, it's like 50 degrees out today. You're from Hawaii, for listeners just tuning in. And
50 degrees is... It doesn't get that cold where I live, which is...
No, I bet it doesn't.
But up in the mountains, we get snow. We have snow on the ground in Hawaii. Unlike New Hampshire right now, there's no snow here. It's so surprising.
Well, it could be different by the end of the night tonight, so you never know up here in New England. We were talking about Konica.co, your website that is brand new. You're looking for vendors. You're looking for people who want to sell stuff legally on the Internet and offer a discount to people for paying with cryptocurrency, which is the biggest hurdle, I think. One of the biggest hurdles is getting people who have cryptocurrency to spend it. This is something we were talking about with Derek J yesterday,
right,
and we're supposed to reprise that conversation with him a little bit later in the show when he shows up. But the issue is, you know, if I've got crappy money, like the dollar, and I've got good money, like cryptocurrency, and I have a choice of which one to spend for a given product, I'm going to spend the dollars.
Right.
Because it's the law.
It's
Gresham passed a law at some point, and I don't know who this guy is, and I don't
Gresham.
Know how we repeal this law, but yeah, so how do we wind up?
You know, there's laws you want to repeal, and that's not one of the laws I want to repeal, but I want people to start voluntarily accepting and using, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dash. We're going to probably
gravity.
Add it.
Let's repeal that law.
Repeal gravity? Sure, that sounds like a plan. I think that's...
The flat earthers claim that gravity doesn't exist, that like we're held to the ground by density or something.
So how did I fly in an airplane to get over here? That's the question I want to know.
Very carefully.
I don't know.
Science. That's how. Now, you were getting to, so you're starting to say that affects you, that Gresham's law affects you, or it sounded like you were going to say something about that.
Well, I use money that, I use my credit card a lot of different places. They give me cash back.
The 1% cash back.
Right. So I get cash back when I use my credit card.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid using dollars. Paper money. If they accept credit card, I usually pay with that. And so I get cash back. I don't have to pay. I can actually pay it off in 3 or 4 weeks. I don't have to pay it off today.
Sure.
So that's what I use most of my purchases with credit card. But there is a store here that I used yesterday. I had the choice of either paying with Bitcoin or Dash, and I used Dash because the transaction fees are lower.
And they won't take credit cards at that store. You're talking about the Free State Bitcoin Shop where
right.
we were broadcasting
from. And they don't take U.S. dollars. They just have an ATM machine in there that
that's right.
You can
the
use
Bitcoin vending machine.
You can use to purchase Bitcoin or Dash.
Right. And so the conversation we were having yesterday was about how Derek was saying that, you know, if you've got cryptocurrency, you ought to spend it. That it's
right.
bad to not spend this crypto. We have
he
to spend
was
it.
He was saying he believes it is immoral to spend U.S. dollar.
Very firm on this.
Well, we have different definitions of morality, I guess is the polite way of putting it.
Right, yeah. And there are some people that use the term moral to mean my preference is, but mm-hmm. they want to make it sound like it's something other than their preference. So it is immoral for you to eat a cheesecake on Tuesday, which, by definition, morality means that if you don't do the thing, then, the punishment is death.
Well,
it's a little extreme, but it brings up this conversation about how do we incentivize people to pay with cryptocurrency. Konica, your site, is attempting to do that,
right.
But you're also kind of asking the merchant to take a hit, right?
I'm asking the merchant. There's a lot of vendors, a lot of companies already are giving commissions for referring people. I'm asking that if they're giving, I used to work as a concierge. Companies would frequently give 30 or 40 or 50% to get you to book their trip.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're already giving that commission already to somebody else, I'm just asking they do that with my site as well. So that's a lot of the different a lot of businesses want more customers, and they're willing to pay to get more customers.
Right, but aren't they getting more out of the, hold on, aren't they getting more out of the credit card transaction as far as, like, you know, presuming that, you know, if the idea is they can sell a product, they can sell it for credit card, they can sell it for crypto on your site, Kanaka.co. If it's a $10 item and I have to sell it at a discount with crypto and I can sell it for the full $10 at credit card, you're going to get a cut of it either way, right?
I will.
Are you going to get a smaller cut of the crypto?
I'll probably make less money if someone's paying with crypto with cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Right. So I guess the real question is, will merchants wind up marking up the price so that when they offer the 20% discount, they're not just losing 20% profit?
The vendors set the price of their products, so it's up to them to decide what they want to sell their products for. So I have no control. If you want to sell your product for $100, if someone's willing to pay for that, that's mm-hmm. great. I have no control of what you can set the price whatever you want
right,
to set the price.
No, my question is, and again, I sell things on my website.
Right.
And I only accept crypto.
Okay.
And my margins are set to where I'm only making a couple of dollars. So if I go to your site and you're saying if you sell something for crypto on my site, it needs to be a 20% discount, well, I'm only making $2 on a $10 item, so now I make $0 selling on your site.
Or you could raise your prices.
You have to raise the price.
Right, and that was my question, is do you think that the merchants will just jack up the prices
so that when they offer
a discount, it's the regular price?
They might do that. That's what a lot of vendors do. I used to work as a concierge in Maui. That's what a lot of the companies, the boat companies did. They raised their mm-hmm. price up. So when they give a 30% commission, they already have their profit built in, so they're not losing. They're not losing money. That's the no business wants to operate at a loss. At least
sure.
no.
Doesn't last long. You can do it.
You're not going to be in business for long. It's difficult to stay in business if you continuously operate at a loss.
Yes. So this is one of the challenges, is getting people into the mindset of spending crypto. And I think that your site is trying to assist with that.
Yes.
And so that's good.
I want to have people to make money with cryptocurrency, too. So yeah. I want to get people that are, you know, like to refer people to affiliate marketing program. So if you send somebody to the site,
like
you get
paid. If you send a vendor.
You'll get commissions every time someone buys something. So either you send the vendor or the person buying.
Somebody, right.
So you can get paid two different ways.
On both ends.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, Phil, I want to say thank you for coming on Free Talk Live, sitting in with us. Kanaka.co is your website, and growing, looking for vendors. So best of luck with that.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
We're here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. We're going to continue with more in moments from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lumber Liquidators Cyber Week flooring deals are going on now. Get a deal and get it done with easy-to-install laminate from just 59 cents. Or worry-proof your home for the holidays with waterproof engineered vinyl plank on sale. Buy online at LumberLiquidators.com and get it delivered or pick up for free at your local store. Even get coupon savings on our best-selling hardwood floors. More deals from 49 cents and professional installation, plus special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in New Hampshire. Finally, a Bitcoin conference in New Hampshire. It is long overdue, and it's already hopping here. I mean, it's still bright and early in the morning. Breakfast is being served as we speak. Kind of your typical hotel fruit platters and Danish
bagels. I've got some kind of muffin here that I've not yet eaten.
It was good, and the crowd is already looking good. We got people coming in. I would say kind of on a younger trend, maybe 30s, 40s age range is typical so far.
And I see a Jim Babb.
Yep, that's right.
New friend of the show.
Great, longtime listener, longtime supporter of Free Talk. Glad we just saw Doug Scribner. We might bring him on here for a chat in moments. But we also ran into good friend of program here, Caleb Dyer, the state representative who was the first in about two decades to make the flip, to change from Republican to Libertarian.
Yes.
And I already thank you off the air for that, but thank you. I want to thank you on the air for doing that, Caleb.
There's no need for thanks, Ian.
I mean, appreciation is important to show, and had you not taken that first step, it's arguable that the other people who followed you, Joseph Stalkop and another gentleman,
Brandon Finney,
would not have done so. That, you know, somebody's got to be that first one to do that, and you were the one. So,
Well, I do take quite a bit of credit for flipping Joseph because Joseph
worked hard on him.
He was kind of politically homeless, and he was
a Democrat, by the way.
He was a Democrat prior to switching, and
so you flipped Republican to Libertarian.
Yeah,
he flipped Democrat to Libertarian.
Correct. Yeah,
and he lives in Keene, which was just perfect.
Yeah,
where
we
live.
That was absolutely perfect. They still think he's a free stater somehow.
Of course, because you know Libertarian. Therefore, automatically free stater.
I know it's kind of funny because none of the libertarians that switched are actually free staters.
That's
very
interesting.
That's true. You and Brandon are from New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, both of us, yeah.
And I think Joseph came from Connecticut, if I'm recalling correct.
Yeah, he came to New Hampshire for school. He started living with his aunt some years ago, and then he went to Keene State. So,
and now you guys have the very first ever, to my knowledge, at least since the '90s, Libertarian Caucus in New Hampshire, in any state in the union right now.
Yeah, we're the only state to have ever had multiple members at any point be registered libertarians.
I thought Alaska in like the late 70s, early 80s had two or three.
Maybe. I know they had at least one, and I know he ended up, Andre Maru, he ran for president.
Right.
Yeah.
92.
Yeah, I don't know if they had any others. I know that was way back in the 70s, though.
Yeah.
So.
But yesterday was very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
In the New Hampshire State House, and actually we were watching the live feed partially while driving from Keene out to the seacoast. And I say partially because, you know, with cell reception and whatnot, it kept
it was in and out.
Cutting out. But yesterday we elected a new speaker. I'd say New Hampshire legislature elected a new speaker.
Don't collectivize me, bro. No.
I know you didn't vote for the guy that got elected.
No,
but
I would never have.
What was that process all about? And just, you know, a very brief
why
there was a new speaker.
So your listeners really shouldn't care about the state at all, but... I will go into it a little bit. The New Hampshire House was left without a speaker after Speaker Jasper had to resign to take the Commissioner of Agriculture's position, to which he was appointed and confirmed. So yesterday,
and this Jasper guy is not known for being a freedom-friendly person.
Yeah, I actually represent the same district that he just resigned from representing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our policy disagreements. I don't think he's an awful person, but I certainly don't agree with him on policy.
Well, I mean, many of these state reps are good people in their own personal lives, right? Like,
yeah,
they take care of their families.
Right.
They have their business. In New Hampshire, state reps get paid $100 a year.
They would never break into your house and take your large-screen TV, but...
Probably not, but I mean...
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, they might do it if you didn't pay taxes.
If you don't pay all of your taxes, then we might need to, like, you know, repossess some of your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a problem. But anyhow, so we elected a new speaker yesterday. Of course, the Democrats put up their man. The Republicans put up their man. We nominated someone who had agreed to run.
You nominated a A-plus rated state rep. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rates on a yearly basis all of the state representatives. They give them a report card. Now, Daryl, you have quibbles, rightfully so, about how they do these ratings. But regardless, the guy got an A+, and that makes him better than probably most of the state reps out there.
We didn't take in his NHLA rating into effect at all. It was purely a decision based on who out of these people running would be best to do the job of speaker.
Okay.
Because it's a nonpartisan office. It's an impartial, balancing rule. Yeah, it's supposed to be an impartial, fair role, at least in terms of running the House, adjudicating, you know, disputes between members. And I think that Jim had the qualities that were best fit for that particular job. So
it's not a bad thing that he got an A+, though. I mean, that's pretty nice.
Oh yeah,
that's a pretty.
Oh
nice
yeah,
thing.
No, it's definitely a plus that he's well rated by that particular org. I'm a lifetime NHLA member myself.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too. So that happened yesterday. There was some, you know, he didn't win, unfortunately, he got a handful of votes. Mm-hmm. You were trying to stop the vote from happening, or like trying to make it so it kept happening over and over again.
Yeah, so the goal was to deny a majority perpetually.
Because the winner has to get a majority of the votes.
And basically we wanted to prove to the Republicans that you do not have a majority. That was,
turns out they do.
Well, they do have a majority. But we want to show them that it's very difficult for them to achieve it. That we can prevent it from happening. And so we prevented it temporarily on the first ballot.
And there were some shenanigans where the clerk wound up scolding the legislators.
Bad. That's right.
For voting for a dead guy. Ballot for a dead former House member.
Yes, a member who passed away earlier this year. Who actually, that member is the only member probably in the entire country of any legislature to have served under all three major parties and been elected as such.
Yeah, so he's been elected as a Republican, a Democrat, and a Libertarian.
Yeah. Didn't he originally flip from Democrat to Libertarian back in the 90s?
In the year 2000.
Somewhere around there.
So before before you guys made the big flip this year, Steve Ballincourt was the first Democrat to do it back in...
He was the first...
First ever for all of the Libertarian
Party. First ever Democrat to join the Libertarian Party. Or first ever Democrat sitting state rep.
Nationally, right?
Yeah. And then Joseph did it a second time. So now New Hampshire is the only state ever to have Democrats flip. So
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Sitting... That's not to say, you know, like rank and file.
Oh, yeah, yeah, rank and file.
I mean, we're just talking about
elected,
elected state reps serving under the Democratic Party becoming libertarian.
So, you know, you've got your ear to the ground as far as these things in the state house. Are there other state reps who are considering a flip, or is it like nobody, everybody is locked on with their big parties?
No, even even Jim McConnell, who
I had nominated.
I had discussed it with him. He's not interested in switching, and I understand why. Policy-wise, he disagrees with us on a couple things, namely the death penalty. And then there are just other issues where we have minor disagreements. He's a former Ron Paul supporter in 2008, 2012. So, you know, he's definitely a what some people might term a Republican. But, you know, it's kind of unfortunate. But, yeah, no one else right now. We're not really trying to solicit anyone to join.
Yep.
So,
and then there are a lot of the, you know, quote-unquote liberty reps that are Republicans that basically are Republicans first and liberty second, in my opinion.
Yeah, the majority of them. There's a minority of them who I think are pretty libertarian, who I would ultimately not mind for a second switching.
And
but,
there were at least seven that wound up voting for Jim McConnell because
minus Jim,
you know,
so 10. Six. Yeah, yeah. But still, I mean... That's not the greatest gauge. There's, I'd say, roughly in some just shy of 25 members of the House who I would consider pretty libertarian, which is enough to deny a majority.
Right.
But they just are not willing to defy the Republicans enough to prevent that majority perpetually.
And so, why do you think that is?
It's a fear of, you know, not being able to be reelected. It's a fear of the, you know, duopolistic system, because they will shut you out. If you don't play ball with them, they won't even give you the time of day. So
yeah, I mean, it's not easy to get elected as a third party. I mean, even though the Libertarians have ballot access now, so coming up in 2018, Libertarians in New Hampshire are going to be able to get on the ballot as easily as the Republicans and Democrats for the first time in 20 years. So that's going to help get more candidates on the ballot. That doesn't mean it's going to be an easy road for those candidates, because you still have that mentality of the voter of, I'm just going to vote for all the people that are running for my party, and they don't even think about it. We got more coming up here from the Free State Blockchain Conference. You want to stick for a little more?
Yeah.
Caleb Dyer is with us here, State Representative. Libertarian state representative from New Hampshire. Will continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.